The word for the day is crayfish. I'm referring to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 11 to 18, and I encourage you to read that. Always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else, says verse 15. I wonder, have you ever been fishing? It's not something I've done. But many years ago, I remember a friend told me of his experience of crayfishing. A friend of his invited him to go on a fishing trip. But it wasn't just a normal fishing trip. This was for crayfish. They're like mini lobsters, really. And he had no experience of fishing of any kind, so he thought it might be fun. Why not give it a go? It was certainly different to the fishing he thought he was going to do. When he got there, he was handed a line and a plastic bucket to put the crayfish in that he was going to catch. "Where's the bucket lid?" he asked. "Oh, you won't need a lid," said his friend. "Just watch them." All day, he put the crayfish in, the small crayfish he caught. And he watched them climb over one of another and over each other, trying to escape the bucket. He soon realised why he didn't need a lid. Whenever one crayfish reached the rim, the others in the bucket pulled it back down. The crayfish kept climbing over each other in an attempt to escape the bucket, but one never did. Many things in the world in which we live today remind me of that crayfish memory, of how harmful it is to be living just for ourselves, without thinking of others. Thinking of number one seems to be the theme of the many situations in our world today. Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 14 to the church in Thessalonica, he told them, and he warned them, those who are idle and disruptive, encourage the disheartened, help the weak, and be patient with everyone. Praising Christian followers for their caring attitude in Thessalonica, Paul encouraged them and he encourages all of us to be even more loving and peaceful with each other by living with forgiveness, kindness and compassion. Our relationship with God and others will certainly be made stronger. The church can grow and show Jesus to the local community when we have this kind of peace and oneness. When Christians are focused on God and want to help each other, living each other up instead of pulling each other down. Everyone feels the benefit. Why not pray today? Father, when we're tempted to pull others down with our words and our actions, please help us to choose to lift them up instead. Bless you today.